I think he's a regular, long time regular of Phoenix. Mm-hmm. You know him, right? Mm-hmm. And you know the institution where he.
Have you sent this message?
Yeah, I'm getting to that. You know the institution he was.
No.
Okay, but anyway, at least you know him, right? That's the most important thing.
Familiar, yeah.
Yeah, so he says he recently resigned from his CEO job and went into farming. And so far, he's created employment for the local community and has turned a desolate land green. It's nice.
Don't leave out the part where he says...
I remember he said something like this last time, but I don't think I live there anymore.
So you shared a flat with his son?
But I don't think I live there anymore.
What do you mean you don't think you live there anymore?
I don't think it's me. I don't think it's me. But anyway, I'll probably ask around.
He has said the area, and you know, that's your area.
And you know what's very interesting? I have so many neighbors that I get to learn about every other week. You know, I go on MCN events. I'm just like, I'm your neighbor.
Trailer, please hit the nail on the head, because now he's denying. So now he's mentioned the area where you live.
Have you seen
the name?
That's very broad. You know, that's very broad, right?
Which?
You know, that's
his
very
son's
broad,
name that. Or?
Okay, no, I don't
it's
think
not you?
So. Nah, no. I don't think I've lived next to an engineer.
But this area, that's your area, bro.
I would have been asking him about Zesco. I don't think I've lived next to an engineer.
That's your area, bro. That's your area.
Literally. Anyway, let's get into the news. Thank you so much for all the messages. Let's keep them coming by the Phoenix FM Zambia Facebook page, where we are streaming live. Up next is the news with Mr. Paddy Rolando.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
Win number 1 million na Absa. Play your cards right, Munto Andy, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 fin in monthly prizes, or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Chaliro ku, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. Absa.
Good morning. The headlines. Constitutional lawyer says retabling of Bill 7 in the National Assembly may attract further litigation. MAZ exports over 70,000 metric tons of millimeal since August this year. And in Global News, White House says Ukraine and U.S. negotiators to meet in Florida after Moscow talks. With the 8 hours main news bulletin on Phoenix, I am Paddy Mugando. Constitutional lawyer Meruli Batakati says the retabling of Constitution Amendment Bill No. 7 of 2025 in the National Assembly may attract further litigation, citing the Constitutional Court's declaration of the bill as unconstitutional on the 27th of July 2025. Mr. Batakati deems the process illegal and has questioned the rationale behind the appointment of a technical committee on the Constitution if the intention was to stick to the same bill. He tells Phoenix News that the country now awaits members of parliament's response to the issue. The Constitution of Zambia Amendment Bill No. 7 of 2025 has been returned to the National Assembly for consideration following the submission of a technical report and draft bill to President Hakainde Hichilema by the Technical Committee on Constitutional Amendments.
Bill 7 was declared to be unconstitutional on the 27th of July 2025. So, if something is unconstitutional, it means that thing is illegal. So, I'm actually surprised that the same Bill 7, as it was declared to be unconstitutional in terms of the process that led up to it, has found itself back in the National Assembly. When there is a binding judgment of the Constitutional Court, to the effect that the precursor process that gave birth to Bill 7 was unconstitutional. So I do not know why we should be continuing with something which the courts have said is unconstitutional.
Meanwhile, National Democratic Congress President Savoy Imboela has expressed disappointment that Bill 7 has been returned to Parliament and has questioned the urgency behind the UPND government's push to pass the bill into law when it has been rejected by Zambians.
Bill 7 has been rejected by the people, you know. A constitutional amendment, a process that should be informed by the needs of the people, should be informed by the will of the people to do so. But this one, it has been the will of the ruling party from the onset of the public, which is very, very clear. But they're not okay with Bill 7. It's not the first time Zambians are rejecting a bill. Zambians know what is good for them. But the UPND have done everything possible to ensure that this bill goes on, whether people like it or not. So taking back the bill now to Parliament, at a time when Parliament is supposed to be closing, it's very, very shocking. You know, there's no time. There's no legitimacy.
The Millers Association of Zambia, MAZ, has since August this year exported over 70,000 metric tons of millimeal to various destinations in the region. This is against a government-approved target of over 162,000 metric tons. In an interview with Phoenix News, MAZ President Andrew Chintala has expressed confidence that the association will meet the target despite facing stiff competition from Tanzania and South Africa in the Democratic Republic of Congo market. Mr. Chintala has commended Millers for ensuring sufficient millimeal stock in the local market despite the exports, highlighting their commitment to meeting local demand.
The Millers Association of Zambia has been allowed to export 162,189,000 metric tons of millimeal, obviously across the region, depending on where the market demand is for the finished product. So far, I'm happy to report that we've done over 70,000 metric tons of millimeal in terms of millimeal exports. So we still remain optimistic that we will be able to complete the entire allowed quantity within a short period of time.
Energy expert Dr. Johnston Chikwanda has recommended that a dedicated team, a project steering committee, be appointed to oversee the implementation of the 2-megawatt solar power plants in each constituency. In an interview with Phoenix News, Dr. Chikwanda suggests that this will help pivot away from the overburdening already stressed teams. He believes that the ministries of energy and local government, while good at policy articulation, may not be the best project implementation specialists, and that a dedicated team would ensure efficient project delivery. He has also recommended consolidating some projects due to land availability and power substation challenges, allowing private investors to invest in equity and prioritizing areas with suitable land and easy access to substations. Dr. Chikwanda believes the project will help alleviate the energy crisis, make districts self-reliant, and reduce load shedding.
I would recommend that the project rollout be commenced with areas that have already suitably located land and easier access to substations. This is likely to be the case in rural areas and some peri-urban areas, which can be focused on, as most of those areas across the country consume 2 megawatts less than 2 megawatts or 2 megawatts, even slightly above. So those can be hived out to significantly be withdrawn from depending on the national grid, so that the electricity being freed can be channeled to other pressing needs within the remaining segments.
Political analyst Dr. Alex Ngoma has warned that political violence may escalate going into next year's elections if not addressed promptly. Dr. Ngoma believes President Hakainde Hichilema's condemnation of violence is not enough, and has called for decisive action to curb the vice. He tells Phoenix News that although the president has condemned political violence, he has not acted emphatically against it. Dr. Ngoma says